Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Trump administration ended last week announcing a phase one agreement with China, but earlier in the week, the administration signed a trade agreement with Japan. The Japan agreement, for the most part, will restore trade benefits for U.S. agriculture to levels negotiated in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. U.S. Dairy Export Federation CEO and the former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says there's more room yet for dairy trade with Japan.
Yeah, there's about 80% of what we would have had in TPP for dairy is in this agreement. There's still room for additional opportunities when the second round of negotiations between Japan and the U.S. occurs. But in the meantime, what it does is it allows us to eliminate the tariff differential that we've currently been experiencing on the powder side, on the ingredient side, where we saw a little bit of loss of market share because New Zealand, EU had an advantage.
The trade agreement with Japan eliminates the trade advantage for other nations and levels the playing field for U.S. dairy producers. Additionally, Vilsack says the Japan market provides opportunity to grow U.S. cheese exports.
This is a market in Japan, our number four or five dairy market for the U.S. exports, where cheese and other dairy ingredients are growing at a rate of 4% a year, and it's expected to continue to do that for the next 10 years. So with this agreement, we believe we maybe have the opportunity to double the amount of cheese we sell over time and triple the value of that cheese. So a very, very important agreement for U.S. dairy.
That's U.S. Dairy Export Federation CEO Tom Vilsack. A Nebraska farmer named Noah had a unique technique to provide cover for a crop field impacted by this year's bomb cyclone. Rod Bain for the USDA reports.
This is a story of Noah and how he dealt with the flooding.
40 days and 40 nights, didn't it rain chilly?
But unlike the well-known biblical account, the setting is a central Nebraska farm field, among many impacted by a unique weather phenomenon called a bomb cyclone.
Much like a hurricane-type feature comes across the middle of the United States here and spun out quite a few rainstorms. Because the soil was still frozen, we experienced anywhere, they're estimating like 75 to 100% runoff of that rain event.
And USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service soil health specialist Aaron Hurd said the result was massive flooding in Nebraska and other parts of the Midwest along the Missouri and Mississippi River systems. Even areas farther inland were susceptible to high water, as what happened to Nebraska farmer Noah Syme.
That led to a large amount of flooding out of our small creeks and streams and made for a lot of water standing around in soft fields in the area.
One particular field had water covering 70 of its 75 acres. Noah says that field for over three decades has been part of a cover crop rotation. Overwinter cover crops like rye and radish, followed by plantings of seed corn and or soybeans. In this case, cover crop rye was in the ground when the bomb cyclone and subsequent flooding occurred.
The cover crops were what helped us maintain our soil and not have any erosion. My dad can tell you a few generations of farming that in the past they've seen the creek come out of the banks and try and wash away about 35 to 40 acres of that farm and have to go back in there with scrapers and repair the damage from the flood water. And due to the cover crops, we didn't have any of that this spring. Once the water resided, everything dried out. Cover crops actually helped suck up some of the excess moisture that was left there, and we were able to go in and no-till plant right into that cover crop.
So by the time early October rolled around, Noah Syme was harvesting seed corn from that field. The Syme Farm's conservation efforts over the years have been both standalone and in partnership with local NRCS and Conservation District field staff. So as NRCS's Aaron Hurd notes, it has been a learning process for everyone involved, but especially regarding this year's events.
It was a really fortunate opportunity for us to come along with him on this experience and watch and learn from the use of cover crops.
This is Inside Agriculture.